So another question we asked, you were mentioning the issue of dose in regorafenib. Of course, that's been discussed ever since the drug came out. But we are hearing people, and what dose do you normally start at, incidentally?
So I've changed. I've modified. I don't start at 80 anymore. I start at 120 now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Initially, a lot of people in the beginning, when people started to see the toxicity, everybody dropped down to 80. And now you see more people starting 120. Anyhow, we pose this pretty common scenario because a lot of people are trying 80 of the patient who gets 80 and then after the first cycle is totally fine, has no problem. And most of the audience and all the fact that he would bump up to 120. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think what you do is wherever you start, monitor the patient, education of the patient, they start to get the hand-foot syndrome, fatigue, mouth sores, anything, to call in immediately, hold their dose so you can modify it accordingly. I tend to see them weekly during that first cycle and then change the dose weekly or every other week, depending on the patient or the toxicities, to bump up as needed or bump down as needed.
So everybody would go to 120. We didn't ask, but I'm curious. If you had the patient on 120 and they were totally fine, would you go to 160?
Oh, yeah, I would. I would. I've had some of the odd patients that will just totally tolerate 160. I don't know who they are.
Interesting.
But I've had some folks that have done it.